How's it going, man?
It's going good.
Yeah, it's going here too, man. It's been a while, you know. I haven't seen you since December.
Yeah.
Can't believe it. But since then, man, it's just been ever so changing. And, you know, for the first time in almost 3 years of this podcast, man, I actually took a break. And it wasn't planned at all. And it was one of those things you're like, you're not burnt out. You're doing so much and you just question like, dude, this does bring joy or this doesn't bring joy. It does bring joy. So I want to continue. But then there's sometimes when it just brings so much joy, it's just busy on top of busy on top of busy. And it's hard to like maintain that schedule.
Yeah.
And I was putting them out. And, you know, hanging out with you in Vegas, hanging out with dad, you know, pops and everything else. And, you know, understanding like what it takes to, you know, just, or, you know, just hearing some insight from a wise old man, your dad, you know, really put things in perspective. And after Vegas, it took a week or two to recover after the less than 24 hours that I spent there. And, so basically with that, the holidays just got in my own head and like, okay, what should I do?
Yeah. Gave you some time to reflect on everything.
Yeah. Because I always knew like it would become that time, but I didn't think it was going to be this rough or it had this much of an impact on me. And so after Vegas and between New Year's, I got a call. I was like, just curious. My dad wasn't doing so well and he's like very ill. I'm surprised he's still around, to be honest with you. But I remember the day I was heading out to Hermiston to hang out with Hank III, Hankinson the III, and got the call that, hey, dad's gonna, you know, pass or whatever. So I bought my ticket. That was weighing heavy on me. Had a couple beers with the III. That was good. But talk to him about, you know, what should I do? Just asked him, like, man, should I continue? He's like, does it bring joy? I was like, hell yeah, it does. He's like, then continue. I was like, okay. So got all that out. But then hit a dry spell, you know, a lot of money, you know, was forked over just trying to get to Indiana. Well, yeah, Indiana, but I had to travel to Chicago by myself, you know, drive from Chicago to, you know, outside of Indianapolis. And, you know, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, okay, family, and then training for this race that I didn't finish just recently. And just so much training. I sacrificed so much. I put everything to the side, friendships, alcohol, believe it or not. For real, like before the race, I can count on one hand how many beers I had. Like, don't quote me on the whiskey Cokes, but I could still, you know, count on a hand on my other hand with those. But, you know, I really sacrificed a lot. And then it just came to realize like the podcast will always be there, but I think it's time for just a little vacation.
Yeah. A little reset.
Yeah. I would say reset because that's a good way to put it. A reset because, man, I was just in it, putting them out, not a care in the world, just putting them out. I did care, but it was just like too much.
Yeah.
And so went back, got back on it. January 30th was the last one that I put out since till today. I put out two today. Mm-hmm. I'll put yours out either tomorrow or the next day and this one out along with it. But, you know, I just couldn't believe how fast time went.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it feels like just like yesterday we were in Vegas at Red Clay Strays having a good grand old time.
Yeah. That was a good old time, man.
But
that was a good old time. But I mean, I sacrificed a lot. I think my wife understood like what I was going through, you know, with my dad. My dad is passing because of that, you know, just saw how he lived. Didn't know how he was living for the past 15 years because he was quite estranged, you know, and saw how he lived. And I was just like, dude, I do not want to live like that. So I put things to the side. I'm continuing to put things to the side and just realize, man, how fortunate I am that, you know, I have a wife that I do and kids that I have, you know, that I have and a job that I have. That, dude, I wouldn't want to put anybody in that misery.
Yeah.
And cleaning up the mess my dad made for 15 plus years, 20 plus years, and knowing what he did and how he lived, it was just something that it can't be repeated. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And it sucks. And the best way I can put it, just say he never threw anything away.
Oh, yeah. That's a hard one. That's a hard one to pick everything up so and go through, figure out what's important and what's not. And then
come to find out, you know, he was never on his A game on making sure things are taken care of, was a power of attorney kind of thing. Oh. So we had to do all that, still doing all that, mm-hmm. you know, and cleaning up, a lot of cleaning up and yeah, just a lot of things that I didn't want to do. And so I put that to the side and it's been aching. So I put a lot of my time in my family and working out or, you know, the training for the race mm-hmm. that I didn't finish, but I have multiple races coming up. And that's what I got in the grind to doing. And I feel good. Podcast is always there. You know, the Instagram is there, but I just wasn't doing any podcasts. So I just didn't.
Yeah.
Broadcast anything. I think I broadcast in the months was just me being a coach, which I'm very proud of. I think that was the only one I put.
Yeah. And people that you've brought on that are out doing things. I've seen some stuff come through for that.
Yeah. 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 So talking to you, talking to third and around New Year's, he's just like, dude, it brings joy. Keep doing it. Okay. Yeah. And then, you know, I thought Justin Wells, dude, I couldn't believe I got Justin Wells on.
Yeah, that was a good show.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it, dude. Furrow, having him on and having some of the guys that I've had on and have some of the opportunities that I have in the future, I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm going to continue to do it, but I'm not going to make it a priority like I did. Mm-hmm. Like I used to, I put in like 10 a month. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
It's not sustainable, man. And, because I enjoy it. I do. And you coming here to the Teacup Studios to, you know, get me out of my rut. I appreciate it. I thank you. but I need to get more of these instead of on computer, but
yeah.
But no, it'd still be around. I just prioritizing a little smoothly, a little smarter. And because of that, I found that rubbed people the wrong way. So be it. I'm going to continue to do what I do. And man, I appreciate I appreciate you believing in me and having this podcast or this episode happen, man. The two, this one and the one before, you know, solidify my game, the podcast game, myself and the podcast game, if that makes sense.
Yeah. It's definitely, I know it's a lot of work getting into this and just editing and putting in all of your intros, outros. It takes hours and hours out of your day.
Dude,
I mean, we've been here, it's going on 2 hours now.
Yeah.
So, and that was really for one episode.
One episode.
Now, I was just recording it. And it's a lot of time and effort. And,
it is, man. And you know, going in, and if you're like a perfectionist and going in and making sure you take care of all, you know, the stuff people don't hear, that's time in itself.
Yeah.
But no, man, I appreciate you, you know, reaching out and getting me out of this funk, out of the rut that I call. I thought, you know, some of the earlier guests this year were going to help, but dude, I was just stuck in training.
Yeah.
And staying away from what I don't want to become, my father. And, mm-hmm. not bashing them. It's just saw a lot, learned a lot, don't want to become that. And I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to meet up with me at the Teacup Studio. And you're always welcome, Brock.
Yeah, you're always welcome. Great place to be.
No, I appreciate it.
So it's always good conversation with good people. So
thanks, man. Thanks. So there you have it, guys. That's the story, and that's what I'm sticking to. I mean, shit, that is the story, and that's the truth. I stick to it no matter what. I live it. But I wanted to clear the air. I didn't want to clear the air on Instagram at all because I don't want random people to see it. Because, dude, you go on if you go on a reel or do live, it automatically turns into reel, and then the reel goes worldwide, and I don't want people to
know. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, dude, you don't want that. So.
Yeah, because I don't do the lives.
I try not to do the lives because they go into reels and it mass produced. And if somebody has something to say, they'll share, and then people will talk bad about you. You know, so I wanted to utilize this time after our session and just clear the air and where I'm at and what I've been doing. So.
Yeah, I mean, take a break,
right?
Come back stronger than ever.
And I think that's where I'm at. And definitely, I appreciate you, man. And have to get a hold of your dad so he can rearrange some things. All right, Brock. Well, thank you, man. Thank you for your time.
Yeah.
Times two.
Keep at it, man.
Yeah.
And I know your support will always be there. Okay. We all like hearing them. And I know that you'll have many more to come. Yeah. So.
Thanks, Brock.
Yep.